First of all, I would like to thank you all for the support for this joint statement. I always think that the more we have all those joint meetings and declaration, more opportunities we create to move ahead together. Let me support fully this idea that we can work with the Pacific community, Dr. Colin, to have our memorandum of understanding. We already have been working together with the Pacific Island Forum Secretariat and also with the Pacific Island Forum Fisheries, many areas. We in FAO, we are giving now much more priority to partners at regional level. So I very welcome this and we'll be in touch immediately after. I would like to say also a few words about the request to open an office say that we are now completing the upgrade of our office in Papua New Guinea. We are open an office there. It was only a project post. We'll have a fully fledged liaison office. And perhaps will be easy for the moment to have the linkage to the your countries from Papua New Guinea. Because I cannot open an office. I need a council authorization. So we will be in touch with you, both. And if you agree, I will make this proposal in our next, the next one in December, the council don't have time. But for the next year, May, we can come to the concrete proposal to request authorization to open office. We'll be in touch to see the needs and see what we can do in the meantime. But what I can assure that having an office in Papua will be more close, at least, to support you. And we already did. Related to the draw impact of El Nino, we are there. FAO is one of the only organizations that is supporting the impacts of the draw in the Micronesia. Third comment is about the kind of cooperation we have. We are a technical cooperation agency. We are not a funding organization. By the way, our funds are very little because the members, unfortunately, have been very concerned of giving more money to FAO. And we have the same budget. Since I took office 2012, we have the same budget. And we are making some miracles to incorporate the new things that come on every day. And one of the most important is the climate change. We have been doing our best to adapt and to attend the demands of it. But we work basically on this technical assistance. You request our assistance for a problem. We go there, we see, we send experts, we pay for them, etc. And we also have a kind of seed money that we give. We call technical cooperation program. With this, using this seed money to prepare pilot project that could be scaled up if succeed. We take the risk. If succeed, the government takes the compromise to scale up the pilot. That's what we are doing, for example, with the nursery on sea cucumber in Zanzibar and many other projects, breadfruits. That we implement and so on. So this is what we do. We bring a new expertise, show how it works, and hope that the government take it and scale up this activity. This is basically what we do. And we have increased the support financially, saying, to the seeds. This is due to this Global Auction Program that you have there. You know, we prepared a special edition. I didn't have seen this before. It's especially for you. This is our compromise that has been approved last July in New York. So we are now implementing it, concrete. And you see all the lines, etc. If you want to apply for one of those lines, please let us know. And we have funds for that to implement this cooperation program. My last comment on the PSA. James, let's agree that this is a big step forward. If we all hope to implement this blue economy, we need to combat illegal fishing. Doesn't matter where, because it cannot be the main problem in your region, but it is the main problem in the Caribbean, in the coast of Africa, in South America, and I would be enlisting a long list of areas that illegal fishing is a big problem. And not only fishing, because in some parts of Africa, like the Indian Ocean, for example, even the Middle East countries, illegal fish is just the flag, because behind illegal fishing, there is even human traffic. Not to say arms, terrorists, blah, 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 etc. Stop here. So this is a great step. And we need everybody on board. This is what is about the solidarity. We will not have a better world if everybody tries to think what is good for my country alone. We are connected. The Pope told you this morning, there's no more distance in the global world. You pay for what others did. That's what happened, the impact of climate change in the Pacific. You didn't produce the gas effect. So, but you are paying for that. So we need you on board. And we offer all our support. This is the explanation here you received, the explanation. There is a site behind it where shows all the technical publications for you to decide. And this is a guideline how to implement it. You'll be seeing here step by step what you need to do. In the last page, there is even, checklist what you need to do to sign and ratify it. So please do your part. Help us, James. We will help you on this tuna issue that's so important. We will help you also. By the way, well, I just met the leader of the DG of the World Maritime Organization, and we are working together to implement this one number per vessel that could be monitored in the GPS systems, and we have made an agreement with Google. Nowadays, we here in FAO, we are able to see where each one of the vessels of the world are fishing and monitor if they have this number and this GPS. So it's the next steps. We'll be working for that. Perhaps we can solve your problem also. Together. This is the key issue. If we work together, we can do better. And this is our purpose to be here today and to host in this event. I would like to thank you very much for your time. I know, as I said before, the distance between Rome and your countries is the same distance between your countries and Rome. So we appreciate very much the efforts you made to come. I'll be in the region next semester in Fiji, and I'm starting to see the connections to allow me to visit some more countries in the region. I'll be glad if I have this opportunity to be with you. I think it's around May, April, May, next year. So thank you very much. Thank you for your time. We hope to see you together very soon.